Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
Noah did not hear my clever remark, Ray Bitch.
There was no clever remark, so you're good.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, Tim hears his neighbors fight, Noah goes on a diet, and Andy tells the Republicans they're pussy stank. And when you hear this sound...
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast. Good, refreshing.
Crisp clean.
No caffeine. Then I devolve into the count.
Three bad impressions.
Fuck, I was going to do a Bane impression doing that, but I can't remember how Bane sounds all of a sudden.
I'm Andy, and I'm just going to wait for Noah to stop talking.
I'm Noah, the end of Tancast.
So what are you trying to do? What?
I was going to do a Bane impression of doing that guy, but then I was like, fuck, I can't do my Bane impression anymore. I lost it.
I can't even wrap my brain around that.
Punishment must be more severe.
Cool and refreshing.
Maybe he's wondering why you would shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane. Crisp clean. No caffeine.
Never had it. Never will.
You think you were born in the crisp clean. You merely adopted the crisp clean. Me and that black guy are both ball-headed.
No artificial ingredients.
Shall we jump into some tan laughs?
I was just about to say, let's
jump right into tan laughs.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Now it's time for Tan Laughs. Here we go. Now it's time to listen to some fucking Tan Laughs. Yeah, yeah. So send us jokes. Your mom at tancast.com is where they go. So now it's time for some fucking jokes. Let's hear those Tan Laughs, bitches.
Jonathan's just blowing it up with the Tan Laughs. You go, Jonathan.
So I got one from that did not intentionally mean to be a Tan Laugh.
Okay.
Someone just posted it on her Facebook page, and I was like, I'm using that in my podcast tomorrow. It was from Liz, who probably doesn't listen. It's entitled The Little Black Dress. A blonde dropped off her black dress at the cleaners. On her way out the door, the lady at the counter said, come again. The blonde replied, no, it's toothpaste this time, you nosy bitch.
Aww. And that woman's name was Monica Lewinsky.
She's not blonde.
I know. She was wearing a wig.
Stop it.
You stop it.
I don't... Well, I'm not doing it.
You both stop it.
You stop me.
Somebody stop me. Make sure all the windows are closed. Okay.
Before the neighbors start to worry about you.
Before I start to tell a story about my neighbors later in this episode.
Oh,
I was wondering if
we were
going to get to that.
I watch you on Twitter.
It was Tancast on Twitter, sir.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
I was like, I don't even want this under my name.
Well, now we'll be under your name.
Ha ha ha. Son of a bitch.
Next.
Oh, did we tell the one about the difference between Jesus and a picture?
I don't think so.
Okay. This one is from a long time ago, from Matthew. What's the difference between Jesus and a picture of Jesus?
I don't know.
Only takes one nail to hang up a picture of Jesus.
You know what? We may have told that one already.
All right. I thought we might have. I wasn't sure. It's been a while. I'm just going to leave it.
Let's leave it.
I'm letting it lie.
Well, I'm going to go back to the Jonathan well. What's the difference between a band leader and a gynecologist?
Not much.
My dick.
A band leader fucks his singers. A gynecologist sucks his fingers.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that! Brent Weinbach is on You Made It Weird.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
Yeah, he's got his own podcast.
Ah, look at that! Noah just changed the topic for no apparent reason.
I brought up a website, and it popped up, and I must split out anything that comes to my head.
Ah.
I like how you're like, I brought up a website, so naturally it's time to change the subject.
I love that you phrase it as, naturally I must spit out anything that comes in my head.
Yep.
Dirty.
Hear that,
before
gents?
We get all the way out of Tan Laughs, I want to shout out to someone who has Tiger and then a bunch of numbers in their email address. You sent us a Tan Laugh, but we've already used it, so it's not like we're ignoring you. We just already used that one, so thanks for sending it in. Now send in something else.
That's Jonathan.
It's funny that we're apologizing for not using Tan Laughs, because I feel like there is a plethora of Tan Laughs we've never said that we've been sent.
I think we've hit almost everything we've been sent.
All right, maybe I'm just not unmarking the stuff that we said, but I have like a lot.
I'm sure you do have a lot, because you read jokes we've said before.
I try to unmark them. Oh yeah, I should probably unmark
when
the ones
Noah
you just
reads
said.
A joke Noah has read before.
I love when Andy does the exact same goddamn thing.
Me too.
Sick burn.
Shit.
Sick burn. Your mom. In her face. I'm going to leave now.
You were listening to a new podcast, Tim, that you really liked?
Yes. It's called The Angry Dorks.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
It has Ron Swallow, a comedian friend of mine from L.A., Ed Greer, another comedian friend of mine from L.A., who you may have heard on the Tanned Up Comedy Special, Part 2, but most of you probably didn't, as referenced by the downloads of that episode.
Uh-huh. Is it The Angry Movie Dorks?
No, that's Angry Film Nerds. This is just called The Angry Dorks.
Okay.
And it was their first episode that I heard.
All right.
Anyway, Rich Slayton, another comedian friend of mine from L.A., so it's the three of them, and they talk dorky things. It was amusing.
And have you ever listened to the Brent Weinbach podcast?
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
I have not. I heard about it listening to somebody who was on that podcast with him was on another podcast. Oh, I think it's Rob F. Martinez was on a podcast, the Best Medicine podcast.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
Which is another two comedian friends of mine who now live in L.A. but used to live up here in the San Francisco Bay Area, Dan Gabriel and Robert Duchesne. Best podcast theme song I've heard in a while.
Well, if life got you down and you're wearing a frown, a good laugh is all you need. It's not like pot or slapping a cup in, cheaper than a shrink. So just click that mouse for a diagnosis. They got your remedy. Don't matter if you're sexual, married or legal or political. They're gonna ease your pain. I said they're gonna ease your pain.
Best Medicine podcast.
We need to work on ours.
No, I'm kidding. we don't have any lyrics.
We have one lyric.
Worst podcast theme song, Fat Man on Batman.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
I don't even remember what it is, but I don't listen to it. I only listen to one episode.
He's like doing one of those talking like country songs. Like,
now y'all know Kev Smith's a big old fat man, but did you know his favorite hero is Batman, the Dark Knight who punches dirty turkeys in the face? That's right, Cape Crusader. Punch all those turkeys. Punch them in their turkey necks. So once a week now, this no-flyless fatty's gonna put the food down and get chatty about Batty, and this turkey gets wordy about Gotham like it's a real place. He ain't got time for his wife or daughter. This Catwoman's losing Batman and Carter. Go get a Cape Crusader, you want a pussy on now. Get ready, turkeys. We gon' bat shit. Babbling bat the bat with old Kevin Smith. Now here's the fat man who loves Batman himself, Fat Kev Smith. Get on out here, turkey.
It's like, and it takes forever, and it doesn't sound remotely Batman-like. Like, oh, you remember that time when the fucking Dukes of Hazzard were a Batman? Oh, me either.
Looks like the Joker got Batman in a whole heap of trouble.
It's weird that he has his own kind of, like, talk show now. Spoilers?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's basically like a talk show. He goes and interviews people about the movie, like, in his audience. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just odd to me. I don't think I'm a fan.
I don't really watch spoilers. Mostly because I haven't seen most of those movies he talks about, so I don't want them spoiled for me.
Good plan.
But the latest Fat Man on Batman, he had Kevin Conroy, the guy who does Batman in Batman the Animated Series.
Mm-hmm.
It was very weird just listening to his voice talk for a while.
Like, that's Batman.
I know, because it's like disconnect. It's not like when you see him like in interviews and you're like watching his face, you can sort of disconnect it, but you're just here. And like, and occasionally he'll just go into the voice, which is just sort of him kind of not whispering, but you know, just taking it down a register. And Kevin Smith keeps asking him to say stuff like, "Can you tell me what I did with Red State at Sundance was a good idea?" "Kevin, what you did with Red State was a good idea." Amusing.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, wait. Before we get too lost in other podcasts, it's time to do our weekly segment, Where in the World is
Episode 207?
Funny story.
No, it probably isn't.
No, well, probably not.
So disabuse yourself of that concept.
It's probably like, I didn't do it.
No, I just worked really long hours all week. Drew started preschool. No.
Yes.
Second week of preschool, isn't it?
No, you said you said last week he was going to start Monday.
Yes. Oh, yes. And the sniffles stuck around, so he didn't start on Monday. He wound up starting on Wednesday because sick kids are not allowed in.
Fuck, he's behind already.
Which is good. Yeah, so he's been to preschool for 3 days now, has already made little friends, and on Friday my wife brought him cupcakes so that they could have a little birthday party for him with all of his new preschool friends, and he enjoyed it. But I was dealing with getting our second car fixed, which has been completely fucked up for the last several months. We've just been ignoring it because we can survive as a one-car family if I was the only one working and Drew and the wife were staying home. Now that that's no longer the case, we really need that second car. So, managed to get that thing fixed without ever actually meeting the guy who fixed it. I called for the tow. I was not home for the tow truck driver. Tow truck driver took it to the service station. They fixed it all up. They replaced the parts that needed replacing and cleaned the parts that needed cleaning and fucked the parts that needed fucking, I guess. And then they hid the keys for me, and I picked it up after they had long closed. So it's sort of very, very weird that, like, they took my car, and they took my money, and they did all this stuff, and I have no fucking clue what they look like, and vice versa. But, yeah, so that took up a lot of my afternoon, evening time.
Really?
The working and the dealing with that.
How did that take up a lot of time?
Were you fixing it?
That phone call you made took up a lot of the evening?
No. Getting Drew to
school in
the mornings.
Not being there for the tow took up a lot of your time? Wait, I gotta get out of here. I can't be here for this tow.
Getting Drew to school in the mornings meant I got to work late.
Andy, I'm being funny over here. You're just telling boring stories, so let me be funny, and you be quiet. Just kidding.
Andy, here's what we want from you. Just shut the fuck up,
next
and
time,
we'll be funny.
We'll just say, so, what about episode 207? And I'll stay silent, and you butt fuckers will just blabber on to each other. Oh, this is a funny thing. Oh, this is funny. Andy's fat. Andy wears Crocs.
All true things.
God damn it. Have you no shame?
You know what's good about Crocs, the fatter you get, they will stretch to fit your feet.
So taking Drew to preschool in the morning took up a lot of your evening?
Well, he had to stay at work later because he got to work late.
Look, Noah listens.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yes.
Ah.
I was like, I'm just going to stay silent and see what they do.
Yeah. You suck.
I do. Big balls.
That's all.
For free.
So, I thought about tweeting, breaking news, episode 207, still not out. Maybe that would have been funny. I try. It doesn't always hit. Did Tim go away? Tim did go away.
I think so. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I was like, man, I can't believe Tim didn't even laugh at that.
Nope.
You back, Tim?
Yep. I think my internet just fixed itself.
I made a joke and you didn't laugh. I was like, oh, nah, man, Tim didn't even laugh at that? Oh, well.
Did you hear me doing my impression of Andy or?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, I got nothing for that.
No, I was doing the same thing. Except I had to sit here and listen to him.
He gave me a little mocking laugh.
Well, because he was, you know, I said, is that the same reason we're not on iTunes? And I didn't hear anything, and I assumed Andy was just being silent. So then I was like, oh, it's time for me to do my Andy impression. I was like,
well, Sam, you see, the reason we're not on iTunes is because...
And then I stopped just like that, and I was like, nobody's saying anything. Kind of like now.
I'm laughing.
I hate you both.
You love us.
Hate
love
you.
A dub dub.
Hate you so.
So,
comma.
This week, I started this thing where I'm not eating any added sugar, artificial sugar, and cutting my carbs and no, well, minimizing my dairy for a month.
So you've given up on happiness.
No. Dude, I've lived my whole life eating shit that I want to eat. I'm like, I can go 1 month without eating like the crap that I normally would.
No TV and no beer make Noah something something.
I have a few pounds I want to shed, so I'm going to see if this works. So far, it's working.
Are they in your dick?
No.
Wait, that's not insulting. I suck at this!
Although, supposedly losing weight makes your dick bigger, look bigger, feel bigger. I've said this before.
You have.
So there you go.
That's why I'm going to stay fat. I don't ever want to intimidate anyone.
Oh, look, it's 2 inches now.
Fuck you, 3.5. My wife didn't want to wake up this morning. She's like, can you just take Drew? I had a rough night last night. Like, yeah, that's fine. I plop down next to her in the bed. She's like, no, you're hot. Get out. You're like a radiator. I'm like, I got a radiator. I got 4.5 inches of heat for you. Don't want it. Just rolled over.
Oh,
fine.
I want it, Andy. Bring it over here, big boy.
All right.
Bring it.
But I did already find out you don't swallow, so.
Is that really important, though?
No. Just don't spit it in my belly hair. I can't clean that out.
Fair enough. I'll skip that part.
Fair enough. I was not expecting that. So, did anyone see any movies this week?
No. No, but I do plan to see some movies today. I think on my list is going to be Expendables 2.
Expendable harder.
Bourne Legacy, right?
Ghost Protocol.
And then maybe, Total Recall. We'll see. I may just
the
wait
raid.
For that EP.
Total Recall, Tokyo Drift.
I already said The Raid.
What's
I took
The Raid?
That one.
The Raid was good.
Is The Raid a subtitle to a sequel?
No.
No, just a movie Doug Benson was... Benson? Banson? What?
Banson.
Banson.
Well, then you were missing the point of what I was doing.
That he talked about incessantly. Like, he just kept adding The Raid to things for a while.
This
I wasn't
like
missing
lie.
The point. I was playing the game.
You were
suck
losing
at life.
The game.
Blow me.
Blow me!
Because I deserve it!
That's so annoying that I've spent an hour and a half trying to fix my internet connection, and it just fixed on its own for no reason.
So now you're connected via wireless?
Correct.
Internet's like, ha-ha, suck it, black man.
Tim!
No!
Are you watching the new season of Burn Notice?
Yes.
What do you think?
I mean, I like it. I was a little...
Is it just more of the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little... I don't... Ever since... Wait. Spoilers for Andy.
La, 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 la,
ever
la,
since
la,
Fiona
la,
went to jail,
la,
I felt
la,
like Michael
la,
is too...
La, 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 la,
serious?
La,
I had for want of a better word.
La, la, la,
and then,
la,
you know, this thing with Nate only made it even more... Like, everything is... The stakes are just too high for him. He's always just too intense. It's like, relax. I like jokey Michael.
All right, so, I mean, before you had a balance of serious kind of lightness, now it's just all more serious.
Yeah, like, they don't just take, like, A-team cases anymore. It's always after this one thing.
Oh, so it's
I like
just, it's just the same mission every episode, them continuing the progress.
Can I come
yeah,
back?
Yeah, but they're so serious about it, I guess
yeah,
is
you
my
can.
Point.
We're talking general now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
By the way, Tim, I have an add-on for your, I can't remember the actor's name. The guy from Burn Notice playing Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Campbell? Clayface?
No. Don't be retarded.
Bruce Campbell's okay. Clayface?
The twist, he's playing the Lady Clayface.
What a twist!
I was assuming the Riddler should be the villain.
Yeah, the Riddler would be good. Okay, Bruce Campbell is the Riddler. Haha. Pulled it out at the end.
Why would Bruce Campbell be the Riddler? No.
Because he's snarky?
I wasn't thinking the Riddler would be snarky.
No, you're right. He wouldn't be. I suck at living.
No, you're all right at living. You're doing it so far. You've made it this far. Then when you die, then I'll say you suck at living.
Actually, you know what? I don't think Bruce Campbell would make a half-bad Solomon Grundy.
Solomon
Grundy doesn't really talk much.
Monday.
Yeah, wouldn't make use of his witticisms.
Being a zombie and all.
Is he a zombie?
He's certainly undead.
Okay.
Or, I guess, immortal, whatever. Like, you keep killing him and he comes back, but I'm pretty sure that makes him a zombie.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm trying to remember, though, if Solomon Grundy is more of a Superman villain or a Batman villain?
Batman.
Pretty sure I've seen him on the Batman animated series before I've ever seen him on anything else.
I know I've seen have a comic book with him in it somewhere.
I think I'm only associating him with Superman because of the Crash Test Dummies song. Superman song?
Crash Test Dummies has a Superman song?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
And they talk about
it's like a lament for Superman.
Are you talking about Five for Fighting?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
If I go crazy, then...
That's Three Doors Down.
Oh, you're right. What's the Five for Fighting one?
I can't stand to fly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not that naive.
Did you parody that song, Tim?
I did. It was about me, back when I had a nickname. Back when I worked at the radio station.
Back when you were...
Oh, yes.
Edit it out.
Oh, really? You don't even want to mention that anymore?
I'm distancing myself from that.
All right, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Edit it out.
Oh, we could do something horrible, but I'm not going to do it. It's just a thought that made me happy.
Yeah, of course it did. What, just referring to me by that name for the whole rest of the episode?
And yeah, just sprinkling in throughout the whole episode.
I don't think we want to get that...
Edit it out.
I'm good.
My son was getting really violent this week. It was kind of disturbing me a little bit. He like he opened up an alphabet book and he just fucking punched an A and then slapped P.
He's really into advanced placement.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, that was enough. That's all you get.
I was wondering if you know that quiet. Tim, do you have a little story for us? A little yarn?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A tale of intrigue and mystery and wonderment and spankings.
None of those things. So I was sitting on the couch. My son was gone for the week. He was at my grandmother's house. No,
wonderment!
His grandmother's house. Well, technically, my grandmother was there, but his grandmother, my mom. Anyway, and the windows were open, and I hear... Let me just double check again, make sure these windows are closed. I believe they are. So I hear my neighbors fighting loud. Like, I can't hear any words yet, but I just hear the two of them yelling back and forth. And one of them is really mild-mannered most of the time. He's like a 6-foot-tall black dude, but every time you talk to him, he's like, hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. Kinda. Yeah, he's very... Hey. I've been describing it as, you know, Chris Freeve as Clark Kent if he didn't have the second gear of Superman.
Fair enough.
So... All of a sudden, I hear that voice just shouting really loudly, like...
Oh, but still in the kind of wimpy voice?
Yep.
Oh.
See, I was hoping that his alter ego was going to be angry black
like,
guy.
Look, bitch!
Yep.
That's what he was saying, but that's not how it came out. Look, bitch.
Look, bitch! I will fuck you up.
I can't hear what they're fighting out specifically, but I'm like, wow, it is getting loud. And then I hear him walk away... And he's like, you're fucking fat anyway. Fuck you, you fat bitch. You're fucking fat. Your pussy stinks anyway. And then he walks off. And I was like, I think they just broke up because I don't think you go back in the house after that.
There's no card for that. There's no flowers.
I mean, I don't know how anybody fight. I've never fought with my wife in that way.
Hey, baby, I had a few drinks. I'm sorry I said your pussy stinks.
Well, it turned out I was wrong, because I believe they're back to there. He came back to that. Well, that was the other thing. He was wearing flip-flops. You can't storm off and wear flip-flops. Like, it just ruins it. Like, you were better off wearing Crocs, because you're like, your fucking pussy stinks anyway. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop.
That's like a...
No, he's mad. He's walking away fast. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop.
Yeah, it was. He's like, flip-flop, 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 flip. And then...
Oh, fuck.
You got warning when he's coming back. He's like, flip-flop, flip-flop, flip. I need my shirt for work tomorrow. Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip. I guess the answer was no.
Should I hide ahead?
And then a couple hours later, I hear them talking again. He's like, listen, I was a little angry.
I don't know if you noticed this. I was a bit upset.
You get it? I was a little angry. Oh, well, naturally, you would call me a fat, pussy, stinky bitch.
Listen up, whore. I'm gonna go face rape your dead grandmother. Listen, baby. I'm sorry. You said some shit. I said some shit.
Yeah, we didn't beat it.
By the way, your granny says hi.
You all right, buddy?
I'm good. It was a deep laugh. Inside my soul. Hey. I wish I was a... Because, you know, they can't have sex again, ever.
Dude, women do not forget when you say shit like that.
Exactly.
You insulted her vagina.
Start fingering around that area. Oh, I thought it stank.
Oh, now you want in. Oh, I thought it smelled.
You want to get a gas mask or something?
you want a clothespin for your nose?
Should I get some Lysol?
Oh, I wouldn't want to make you sick to your stomach. No.
Whew.
Oh.
It's the flip-flops and the wow. Wow, man, you hit the gas.
Oh. Ooh, man.
Like, you better be sure you are done forever if you throw that line out.
That's like a war was starting and he nuked a city.
And then sent in a negotiator.
Yeah, and then sent the negotiator. Like, hey. Actually, that's kind of what the U.S. did to Japan, so. Well, no, we didn't really sue for peace. We nuked a city, then we nuked another city, and then we told them Tokyo's next, and they sent the negotiators.
Well, and in fairness, they had already bombed Pearl Harbor at that point.
Well, yes, and in fairness, they had also raped and murdered thousands and thousands of Chinese.
Yikes.
Pressed Koreans into slavery, including sex slavery, conducted medical experiments on prisoners of war from the U.S. and Australia and other allied countries. And
did I tell you last year around the anniversary of, or maybe it was earlier this year, that I saw some documentary on Hiroshima, and they were interviewing some of the pilots who did it, who dropped the bomb, and some survivors on the ground?
I don't think so.
It's one of the top 10 most depressing things I've ever seen in my life.
Like, were they just, like, broken cells of human beings?
Not as such, but the stories they were telling is like, good Lord, that's horror.
Yeah.
Like, it was this family that was having dinner, and then all of a sudden the house just woof, like they were just knocked off their feet, and all of a sudden there was no more house. It was like they were outside. But then they could hear their kids somewhere, but they couldn't get to them. And it gets worse from there, but I don't need to bum everybody out. It's enough that I know this. But I'm like, Jesus Christ. How could, like, you could never convince me to like America again after, I mean, like, if I was that person. Like, here's what did it, here's what precipitated it. Fucking, that's not, here's what happened to me. I was having dinner, and now I don't have kids. Fuck you, America. No, but your government was, no. I was having dinner. Now I have no kids.
Nor
I didn't do shit. I was at home making shoes.
I was at home earning a peasant's wage.
So there's no car. That's basically telling you your pussy stank. Like, there's no car that'll fix that.
And then America ran off in some flip flops. Flip flop, flip flop, flip.
So now I know I'm in a relationship. If I don't want to just break up with her, I'll just be like, throw that out. Like, a little pussy. But I'm bring up your pussy stank.
No, don't even do it angry.
Flip flop, flip flop.
No anger.
Where'd you get flip flops?
No anger, Andy?
No, just, hey, did you know your pussy's rank? Just asking.
You know, I should do that and disappear like a ninja. Throw down a smoke bomb and then I'm gone.
Yep.
You better be able to disappear like a ninja right after that.
Your cunt reeks.
Wow. And he took it to the C-word.
You C-worded up, buddy.
If you're going to throw out a ninja smoke bomb, I think you can go ahead and drop the C-word.
I suppose.
Because you're going to Kaiser Soze the fuck out of there.
I was born in the C-word.
I was not.
You merely adopted it.
I know your mother had a cesarean. I don't know why he's suddenly Patrick Stewart.
Okay, he's whoever you need him to be.
And then
I know. He's not the impression I needed. He's the impression I deserved.
And then poof, her clothes off, and she doesn't think I see, but I saw.
I saw everything.
That's funny, because the guy who played Bane played a clone of Captain Picard in the last Star Trek movie with the Next Generation cast.
It is funny, because he did that thing. Now we know where the accent comes from. Solved.
Done and done.
Solved it. All right, now, world peace. We've explained the Bane accent. I think we're good for anything.
So, I won another cracked Photoshop contest.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
Booyah! Ooh.
I saw yours was CNN Snopes. Snopes?
Yeah, CNOPES.
CNOPES.
What? How about a link?
Okay. I'm like, well, it's on my iPhone. Wait, that's not going to help you at all.
It's on Twitter or Facebook? Or both?
Probably both.
Yeah.
I saw it. Crikey. So the contest was 14 website mergers we wish we could, which would happen. And one of them I took from a previous blog I did here where I was on Omegle, and then whatever the stranger said, I typed it into Cleverbot and then pasted that response back into Omegle. So the person was, unbeknownst to him, chatting with Cleverbot.
I remember when you did that.
And I, in fact, used that exact text for my entry, only to find out after they posted it as one of the runners-up that now that's a site that actually exists, where it will just plug in Cleverbot responses to Omegle. I'm like, oh, well, I did it the old-fashioned way.
You're like, I'm hipster. I did it before it was cool. Now it's not so cool anymore.
One of them I did was TV tropes mixed with YouTube called Trope Tubes, or Trope Tube.
I saw that.
And the winning one was a combination of CNN and Snopes.
I love your text on there. Omegle plus Cleverbot. Fuck with strangers!
Because it says chat with strangers like that in Omegle.
Good job, buddy. You're doing it.
I did it.
We're going to blow up soon. All of us.
Just around the corner.
We're almost there.
Like the person said, I've been reading the comments section of this article. One of them said, looked up the Batman Gambit. 1.5 hours and 32 tabs in. God help us if TV Trope Tube becomes a thing.
Jesus Christ.
How are the comments? Are they generally friendly, nice comments?
No, not generally. I mean, in this particular case, yes, most of them are pretty friendly. But mostly on these Photoshop contests, it is people outraged that number one is number one.
No matter what number one is.
Yep. Exactly.
Probably because they entered and they did not win.
Could be. There's a fair amount. Some people actually say that. Like, I can't believe these were picked instead of any of mine. And then you go click on theirs and you're like, hey, I can believe it.
I believe it, sir.
I believe it's not butter.
I believe it.
Which is why I never put that when any of mine don't make it. Because I'm like, well, somebody knows something. I just do my own little blog on my own website. Impotently shouting at nothing. And then into the nothingness of how superior my entries are.
I don't know if we want to talk about this, but a while ago, someone made a comment on Tancast, and Andy went and edit, and I never saw what the original comment was.
I was just about to talk about that.
Oh, all right.
Like, that reminds me of the time some asshole from the internet showed up on Tancast.
Some asshole I said, from no, the internet.
Can you? Is there a history? Can I go back and see, like, if comments get edited and what it originally was?
No, you can't.
Okay.
But I can find it for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent it over to Tim via IM or Skype.
Oh, okay.
Well, and also I had it as my signature on Cracked for a while. And then some people noticed it and commented on it. I was like, oh, well, I wasn't trying to form a pity party. I just thought it was fun to make fun of that guy.
Yeah. What was, scary, funny? I don't know. One or the other. I actually internet stalked that guy and I found his real name.
Scary.
You idiot.
It is amazing, like, with what little pieces of information, like, you can find out about people on the internet.
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, so here was his original comment. 2 cents from someone who has stumbled onto this looking for something else on Google, but fully aware of Crack's photoplasty contest. 1, you try too hard. 2, you try too much. 8 entries. Are you really that needy? 3, you are always whoring your podcast, which is kind of annoying. 4, many of us are not your fans there. You have a really niche type of humor, even inside of geek humor itself. 5, this one is an assumption, probably the guys there do not look at you as a colleague, but more like the competition acting within. I am not a hater of yours, but I have seen much of your work around Cracked.
Oh, okay.
And that was his original comment, which Andy changed to.
That's what I'm trying to find right now.
Oh, you are so slow. Your kung fu is shitty.
He was vamping for you, buddy. He was vamping.
I know. It's just... I didn't remember which of the many
Did
rejected...
Did you have to drop Drew off? Is that what happened?
Yes, then I had to do that. Also blow me.
Were you editing episode 207? Is that what happened?
Were you getting this back on iTunes?
No, I just
stopped
caring.
Were you shopping
for
new Crocs on Zappos?
Shopping for new Crocs? Meh. On Zappos. That's what got me.
Yes. Congratulations, Noah. You win the internet.
You can return them if you don't like them. They got a great return policy. I think as I get older, I'm going to just spam for a while. I get, like less tolerant of people's shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on, like, the train and people put their feet up. I'm like, really? Like, I don't say anything. I'm like, people got to sit there. Why the fuck do you have to put your feet fucking up? You can't fucking ride for a fucking hour without putting your feet up?
Oh, fuck. I found it.
All right, there we go.
There we go.
I'm done.
So I changed it to...
Good rant.
Oh, and he actually replied.
Oh, you didn't see that? Yeah, I saw he replied.
Oh, no, I'm going to change that too.
His reply is fine. I mean, I guess you can if you want.
So he says, 2 cents from someone who stumbled into this looking for something else on Google, but fully aware of Crack's photoplasty contest. 1, I have too much time on my hands. 2, I lack hobbies or meaningful relationships. 3, I hate myself and by extension the world and everything in it. 4, I don't understand Tim's sense of humor, and this enrages me. 5, this one's an assumption, Tim's cock is bigger than mine. I'm not a hater of yours, but I've seen much of you around Cracked. I'm frankly jealous and wish I could switch lives with you. Instead, I'm posting this comment on your website in order to ineffectually try to drag you down and make you feel 1% as bad about yourself as I feel about myself. To which I also replied, at Francis Hoff, welcome to Tancast, guess what the site admin can do. Kisses, Andy. Now I'm going to change his other one and say...
Wait, you say what his reply was first.
Oh, all hail the mighty administrator. I must thank you for showing me what a little fascist mind can do with even the littlest bits of power. I guess your ego can't take an opinion different from yours. This has to be the first time in my life I've seen something this immature.
That cracks me up. Fascist. Mm-hmm. Fascist.
Now, Tim, here's my question for you. Would you have cared if the comment had stood as it was?
No, I had planned on leaving the comment as it was. I had seen it already.
Yeah, I didn't care.
In fact, when it was my signature on Cracked, it was quote, my new favorite comment on Tancast.com.
Oh, you're always plugging Tancast, huh, Tim?
Yep.
Good. Good for you.
It's really working. I don't mind telling you. Whew, look out, Doug Benson. We're coming for you. We're nipping at your heels. You see, you feel that on your heels? That's us nipping.
He doesn't have any advertisers, does he? Does he?
He did. I think he had Audible for a while, but that's gone.
I gotta say, I love the episode that had, like, John Hamm and Mike Birbiglia and Paul Rudd.
I see that in my upcoming episodes to listen to. I have not heard it yet. I just heard the one...
I mean, I don't know if it was incredibly funny, but it was kind of cool that all those people were together.
Ah, Navy SEALs. All right.
So that's all.
All right. So I just changed it to flip the U's and the me's mostly. Changed it to you. Thank you for showing me what a little mind I have. I guess my ego can't take an opinion different from mine. This has to be the first time in my life I've seen the truth. Also, I do have a tiny cock. Tiny.
Tiny cock in your glass. That didn't really work out that well.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So I would like to talk about my annoying coworkers for a minute.
Do so.
Please this time do. In the context of a greater annoyance in humanity. This is where my right wing leanings start to peek out. They're talking about. Well, first of all, they're talking when they're supposed to be working.
I think I saw this tweet too.
Oh, you might have. I don't know if I said this one though. I don't know if I tweeted this one.
Maybe not. Well, I'll let you continue and we'll find out.
So she was talking about how her son and her daughter go to the same school district, but they go to different schools. She paid for school lunches for her daughter, but not for her son for some reason. And now the daughter is not eating lunch, so she wanted to see if she could transfer the money from the daughter to the son. So she can't. And so then someone goes, well, did you send your son to school with money this morning to buy lunch? She's like, no, they'll feed him. Because if he passes out, that's on them. I was like, is that parenting now? Is that, that's your idea of parenting? I'll just make the school culpable for my kid's well-being?
That's what you did post.
That pissed me off. Like, she just expects someone else to step up. Not because she can't, because she won't. She's like, I don't feel like it. I'm going to save this money for my fucking Starbucks today.
I don't know if that's being right-wing. I think it's just being a decent human being to your child. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, that is, like, blatant disregard for your child. Like, oh, if he passes out, that's their problem. Not, like, that's my child, that's my problem.
Well, but it's more of like, the system will take care of me, I don't need to worry about it. And I think that is a sort of, I think that's more of a left-wing thing than it is a right-wing thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like wanting the system to help you because you can't, like, you've tried and you tried and you can't do better for yourself is one thing, but just because you are just apathetic and like, you know, they'll take care of it, like, we're not really trying. You know
and
I mean?
I think that's why right-wing, I think that, I mean, I don't need to speak for them. I obviously don't go to their meetings, but I think that's what annoys them about entitlement programs is they think that's what the majority of people are doing. Like, they don't think it's people who just can't get ahead. They think it's people who are too lazy to get ahead.
Gotcha.
No, I think that's the great lie that they love to tell each other. It's that's their cover for lack of empathy and lack of compassion. Because look at all the teaching.
Look at all the teachings of Christ.
Hang on a sec. Look at all the teachings of Christ.
No.
That they claim to, typically, that most of the GOP claims to ascribe to. All the stuff about taking care of the poor, loving your neighbor as yourself, all the rest of these things. So basically, they give themselves a pass on this shit by saying, well, God loves those who help themselves, even though that shit's not in the Bible anywhere.
But I also have read that conservatives tend to give more to voluntarily more to charitable causes than left-wing people.
That may be true. At the same time, I would really love to see the numbers on what exactly those charities are.
Because you're thinking they lump religion into that?
Yeah. Building that big-ass fucking temple in Salt Lake City, I'm not sure that I would consider that a charitable contribution, even though it is apparently tax-exempt.
We're hitting the big issues today on Tancast. Buckle up, everybody.
We're getting deep.
I hope you got your share of flip-flops and Crocs. Because now it's getting deep.
Because now we're going to debate what is and is not legitimate rape.
You know what? You know what, right-wingers? Your pussy stank.
Now, see, I understand if you, like Tim apparently is, are concerned about people having actual personal responsibility. I totally get that. I get if you wound up thinking that you're in the right wing because you think people should be responsible for their own shit. But at the moment, if you are in the Republican Party, you are backing people not who think, hey, people need to be responsible for themselves. Rather, people who think, fuck the poor. No safety net. You want to live in America? You could die hungry from preventable disease. Don't be poor. You don't like it? Don't have bad luck. Also, never take a risk. Never start a business. Never put all of your money into trying to make a dream come true and try to create some jobs. Because if it fails, fuck you. That's why.
I just think it is possible that we oversimplify, but we have a distorted view of what their actual views are, much as I think they have a distorted view of what our actual views are. Because I was reading, Rush Limbaugh wrote an article, he didn't write it. Someone wrote down a transcript his radio show. Mm-hmm. And let me find it. Vamp for a second. I'm going to try and find it. But he was distilling what he thought the left wing's motivations were in life. And I was like, is it just that we just don't understand each other to this extent?
No, it's a lie. He understands. That's the worst part about Rush Limbaugh. Is when he's not trying to. When he's not trying to whip up a frenzy with his idiot listeners, when he's actually speaking honestly, and I guess the radio mics, he thinks the radio mics are off, it's clear he understands. But then he says shit like this because he's peddling fear, because it sells, because people don't understand how the Aussie and Harriet Leave It to Beaver all white America of their youth seems to be slipping away. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world. There are scary things happening with brown people knocking over tall buildings in America. Black people and women are actually voting. There are members of Congress who maybe aren't old white Christian men, and that's a new scary change. And when things seem uncertain, people get scared. People don't like change. People don't like uncertainty. And if you can tell those people, it's those people over there's fault, that's reassuring to them. So that's what that business is. It's fear. So did you find the thing? Shall I rant some more?
I did, but I shifted my phone from landscape to portrait. I know that's probably not the way to describe what I just did.
Yes.
But anyway, so then it put me back to the top of the thing when I was like, ah.
Oh, you look up on your phone?
I already had the thing open on my phone, so I was
gotcha.
Like, oh, I'll just... Here it is. Okay, hang on.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this rape.
We have made it plain we care about truth. We've made it plain that we care about honesty. We've made it plain that we care about integrity, and we care about virtue, and so there's a standard. The other side couldn't care less about any of that. Their animating force, the thing that gives them life every day, the thing that gets them out of bed, is defeating us. No. That is not... We don't sit around thinking, let's defeat Republicans all day.
No, no, see, this is the problem. It's not an issue of lack of communication. It's not an issue of not understanding the other side. All of those things he's talking about are attempting to demonize the left. It's not, we disagree about the fundamental nature of personal responsibility. We disagree about what level of involvement in civil society government should take. It's not, we disagree about the best way to approach America's interests overseas. It is, we are the standard bearers of truth and honesty and integrity, and they are liars who want to kill us and murder babies. Also, if he was interested in truth and honesty and integrity, what the fuck was up with the death panel shit, the birther shit, all the rest of those fucking lies? I'm not talking about things like, oh, like I thought that George W. Bush was an idiot because he couldn't pronounce the word nuclear. He had his finger on the button and couldn't say what that button was. Obama is a foreigner and not the duly elected commander-in-chief of our armed services, and is therefore, he's illegitimate. He is a dictator who has taken over by apparent coup.
And that he is about to punch someone in the face, listeners. I don't know if you're aware, I don't know if you can hear it warming up. He's getting angry.
That is the difference between a disagreement and a fucking falsehood.
Flip, flop, flip, flop, flip, flop. I'm sorry, I just had to cut down that bio with a little bit of humor.
Yeah.
It'd be more like crick croc, crick croc.
Oh, I mean, so many things about Romney piss me off. The money, the lack of concern for the poor, the flip-flopping on everything, the I'm pro-choice. No, fuck that, baby murderers. The I am more gay-friendly than Ted Kennedy. Gays are a pox on this nation. All the rest of that shit. All of those things already made me think that Romney is a fucking odious human being. But this week, he went back and fed the fucking birthers. We cannot elect somebody like that. That cannot be allowed. Our nation can't stoop to being that dick who lies about everybody else to make himself feel better.
So are you saying Tancast is endorsing Barack Obama?
I'm saying Tancast. Obama has disappointed me on so many levels. Congress, far, far worse. But Mitt Romney is a horrible person.
All right, let me see if I get this straight. So you are pro-Romney?
Absolutely.
Got it. Poll completed.
You okay, Andy? You all right, buddy?
No, I see shit like that dude Akin with the women don't get pregnant when it's a legitimate rape. And I know what he meant to say was forcible rape. And he keeps cutting people down like, no, 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 it's just I misspoke and it was a misunderstanding. No, there's no fucking misunderstanding. You meant to use a different word, still horrible. Just because you meant to say forcible rape instead of legitimate rape doesn't mean that what you said is biologically fucking possible. Women get pregnant all the time for rape. The number I heard quoted this week is 32,000 per year in the U.S. Now, sure, I'm sure some of those are statutory rape. I'm sure some of those are incest. I'm sure some of those are, you know, child abuse. I'm sure some of those are a whole bunch of other things. But some of those are, dude fucking held a woman down, stuck his dick inside her, got her pregnant, and then she had a choice to make. I'm sorry.
I feel like you've had this bottled in for a while and just been waiting to say it to somebody.
I need to vent about shit.
Do you not get to have political discussions at home? What's going on, baby?
I can't be this loud and this angry around my kid.
I think you should just pick him up and just yell in his face for a while. Here's what's
too,
wrong
but...
with the world, Drew.
And do you know what Sarah Palin said? And then just put him down and walk away. Flip, flop.
God, I can't remember the dude's name, but there's some asshole judge in Texas talking about, well, it's my position. I've got to be in charge of emergency planning. So if Obama gets elected, we have to be ready for them trying to come and take our guns and sending in the National Guard. And so we got to have a militia. And
didn't someone say there's going to be a civil war?
That's the guy.
Whew.
He's the guy.
And he was ready for that question.
I feel like it happens on both sides. I mean, I don't know if it happens more on one side or the other. And I feel like for whatever, I mean, and so the problem is, it works. I mean, that's the problem. Like, we blame them, but it's fucking effective shit. And we keep falling for it, and so they're going to keep doing it. Like, if we made them more accountable and said, okay, we need you to tell the truth, then, I mean, and we try to do that, but this mudslinging works, and it gets some numbers.
That's what pisses me off, is they are horrible people, but the people who vote for them, who don't hold their feet to the fire, at worst, the people who fucking believe it, because there's, I think it was 25% or 30% of Republicans polled, says that they aren't sure or don't believe that Obama was born in the U.S. So it's not just the assholes at the top, it's all of the hungry little sheep eating up their shit. It's all of the people who buy that fear. It's all of the people who do not engage their brain and just engage their guts. It's all the people who listen to what their fucking pastors tell them about what horrible baby murderers the guy on the left is and how you're not a Christian if you vote for him. If nobody listened to that fucking pastor, if nobody listened to that fucking talking head, if nobody listened to Karl Rove or Sarah Palin or Mitt Romney, it would be a better place. The same way, if those fucking anarchists who always go out and try to firebomb whenever the G8's getting into town stopped listening to asshat theoreticians who say, oh no, communism, anarchy, whatever, these are all viable, as opposed to looking at the long history of humankind and realize, no, there really are assholes in the world, so self-rule, collective rule, just turns into something like a dictatorship or only the strong dogs eat. So yeah, there are assholes and idiots on the left, but you can see who they are. It's obvious. And you know what? I haven't heard a single major player in the Democrat Party give any sort of lip service to anarchists and true communists. Now, drawing the line between communism and socialism, because they're different fucking things.
What? Seeing as we are about to hit an hour, can we leave it here?
Oh yeah.
Or did you?
I'm sure everybody wants to hear 7 more minutes of me yelling.
I've only got so many more flip flops I can pull out before it stops being funny.
We're running low on flip flops. Go to the store.
Go to the store.
Tim.
Noah.
Real quickly, did I tell you there's a Black Dynamite animated TV show?
No, but I knew about it.
Okay. It's funny.
All right. Maybe you didn't tell me.
You also enjoyed the movie, as did I.
I did. It was a good movie.
They had a Michael Jackson episode that was... They're weird. They're weird episodes.
Yes, you did tell me about it, because you told me about it on a Tancast, which is why I thought I heard about it on a podcast.
There you go. We are a podcast.
All right. Good on you, everybody.
Star Funny.
Are we a podcast?
Got fucking serious. Like that fight. Like that guy, he had a high voice at first, but then when he got real, pussy stank. So, remember, never trust a stanky pussy.
This week I hate birthers.
You're doing it.
Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the Tancast Podcast. You can go to our official website, Tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at Tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is alive.
TanCast.
Whew, good app, everybody. Good app. Good game. Good game. Good hustle.
Slap me on the butt.
Hit the showers. Hit the showers, but not with Sandusky.
No.